This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول حي على الصلاة
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله
حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله فيا أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وقال الله تبارك وتعالى إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. We praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for once again allowing us all to be gathered here today in this masjid to listen to the khutbah, to inshallah perform the Salatul Jumu'ah together. and to keep us, keeping us alive in this blessed month of Ramadan. For that, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every one of us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us like we are gathered here, but in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us so many opportunities to do well in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us certain ibadat that if we do it, the hasanat are so great. For instance, when Allah ta'ala gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam the gift of salah, and from the 50 salah, it went all the way down to 5. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that for your ummah, if they pray the 5 daily prayers, it will be equivalent to 50 prayers. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us more opportunities. He tells us when you pray in the masjid, you get the reward as if you are praying more than 25 to 27 times more than praying at home. He gives us more opportunities. If you pray Salatul Isha in the masjid behind the imam, then it is as if you are in ibadah half the night. And if you pray in the masjid for Fajr, it is as if you have prayed the entire night. The opportunities are great, my brothers and my sisters. Also at the same time, the opportunity that Allah gives us during the Tahajjud prayer, where it is mentioned by His Majesty, Allah Ta'ala descends to the first heavens. And then He asks, who is there who asks from me? I am here to give. The opportunities are so great. Likewise, my brothers and my sisters, Allah Ta'ala gives us the opportunity in the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan to gain the highest of hasanat, to get our sins completely wiped off. These are the opportunities. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Kullu amalin ibnu Adam lah illa as-sawm." Faqala ta'ala, "As-sawm li wa ana ajzi bih." It is mentioned in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us that for every deed that a person does is for them. Your salah is for you. Your charity is for you. The dua that you make is for you. Except for fasting, for Allah Ta'ala says, fasting is for me and I will give as much as I wish. There is no limit. And we know from another hadith that every deed you do, Allah Ta'ala multiplies that by a minimum of 10 and a maximum of 700, except for fasting. Fasting is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get much more than that. The opportunities are vast. And we need to take this opportunity in the month of Ramadan. We are approaching the last 10 nights. We have passed the halfway point. We are almost headed to the last 10 days or 10 nights of Ramadan. I want all of us to visualize a person who is running in a racetrack. Let's say he is running a 300 meter race. Nobody starts off that race by sprinting from the beginning. Nobody does that. Because when you sprint from the beginning, you get puffed out by the end. You will notice that any athlete who runs a race that is long, they jog in the beginning. Then slowly, slowly they get faster. Until the last 100 meter where you can see the finish line, that's when they sprint. And that is exactly how Ramadan is. We need to pace ourselves. The first 10 days of Ramadan, we pace ourselves in such a manner that yes, we increase our ibadah more than what we used to do before Ramadan. But we pace ourselves. Then the next 10 days, which we are currently in, increase that slightly. But unfortunately, the trend amongst the Muslims is they increase from the beginning, decrease in the middle, then increase again in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, but they may get burnt out pretty quickly. By the 25th, 27th, 29th night, you start getting burnt out, subhanAllah. So slightly increase as you are going or heading towards that last point, You can see the finish line. Eid is coming up. That is when we sprint, insha'Allah ta'ala. Today, the highlight or the focus that I wanted to share with you is what is coming up just before that finish line. And that is Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, as we know, and it's been translated as the night of decree, the night of power, the night of barakah and blessings. And this night is so great. Again, another opportunity Allah is giving us. On top of what Allah has already given us in this month of Ramadan, on top of that, He gives us Laylatul Qadr. So what is Laylatul Qadr? And what better explanation is there than what is mentioned in the Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a description about laylatul qadr. He said, verily, indeed, without a doubt, we have revealed it, the Quran, on the night of qadr, on the night of decree. And then he asks us a rhetorical question. You know, for those of us who read English, for those of us who are well educated, and when you know the techniques of the English language, there's sometimes rhetorical questions that are asked. And the reason for those rhetorical questions is not for you to answer, but for you to ponder about it, and the answer will come. Very similar to that is the Arabic language, but much richer than any other language. Allah Ta'ala tells us, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, and what will make you understand, what will make you know what Laylatul Qadr is. Allah Ta'ala wants us to ponder, because what's coming after is very important, very vital. Allah is asking us that question. Then He says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr, that the night of decree is better than 1,000 months. This is something that is mind-blowing, subhanAllah. Now, why is it called Laylatul Qadr? There's many difference of opinions amongst the scholars, and a lot of these opinions are very closely related. Some of the ulama, they say that in the night of power or the night of decree, the reason why it is called Al-Qadr is because that night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the happenings for each and every one of us to selected angels. For instance, we all know that Allah Ta'ala created the pen, the first creation, and He told the pen to write, and the pen wrote. The pen wrote everything that will happen from that time until the day of judgment. Everything that you and I will do has already been decreed and has been written. But on the specific night, it is mentioned that, and an example is given, that the person who will die that year, that information is given to the angel. And it is said that amongst you could be people who will die that night or that year, and they don't know about it. Our names could be selected, my brothers and my sisters, we don't know. We may not see the next Laylatul Qadr. So we need to make the most of it, insha'Allah ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, that Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. And there's again a few opinions on this. Some of the scholars, they say that in the Arabic language, when you say that it is better than 1,000 months, you know, like in English when we say, you know, it's a million years ago, or it's great, it's a million times better than anything. It's a saying to show how great this night is. So not literally 1,000 years, but how great, much better than a lifetime. But other scholars, they say, no, it's a literal meaning, 1,000 months, which is more than 83 years. Many of us, majority of us here, will not live up to 83 years. Some of us may. Some of us may live more than 83 years. And again, what is the reason for Allah Ta'ala giving us this opportunity? In a hadith it was mentioned, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam happened to know or happened to see the years that people used to live before him, the Ummah previously, he was shown that they used to live for hundreds of years. And they had so many years of opportunity to gain hasanat from Allah Ta'ala. So when he saw this, he was saddened. Saddened for the fact that he said that my Ummah only lives 60 to 70 years. The opportunity is not that big compared to the people who lived before. So Allah Ta'ala revealed this surah or this verse. This verse, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. That this night of decree is better than 1,000 months. Therefore, you worshipping Allah Ta'ala this night, that is better than a lifetime. And you do it on a yearly basis. How many lifetimes are you doing the ibadah? Look at the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. Also, it has been mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna anzalnahu fi laylati mubarakatin inna kunna munzirin. Fiha yufraqu kulla amrin hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have sent it, meaning the Qur'an, down on a blessed night. Verily, we are ever warning. On that night, it is made clear every precise matter. So your qadr is given for that year to the angels who are responsible. Also at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالرُّوحِ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. Again, an amazing, amazing opportunity. I want you all to understand this. Very hard to visualize, but try your best. It has been reported that on the night of decree, the top angels, they gather in Sidratul Muntaha, very high, lofty place just under the Arsh of Allah. And amongst them is Jibreel alayhi salam, the leader of the angels. And they descend, they pass all of the heavens and they descend to the skies, to the earth, close to the earth. And it has been said that Jibreel alayhi salam sends angels to every part of the world, every home, that they can find someone worshipping Allah that night. Imagine the opportunity. Jibreel alayhi salam sending the angels, telling them to go to all of the houses that you can see, the one who in which there is worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And their job is, when they see someone worshipping Allah and making dua, they say ameen to your dua. The angels say ameen to your dua. They are told to go to those homes, the masajids, all the places where there is worship, and make dua for forgiveness for those people. Make dua for those people to get what they ask for. Look at the opportunities. They also, as mentioned in the hadith, they come to you, they greet you, and they say salam to you. It has also been reported they shake your hand during that night of decree. Look at the opportunities, subhanallah. This is the job of the angels. They do not enter upon homes where there are idols. They do not enter upon filthy places. So remove anything, the pictures, frames, idols, whatever you may have in your homes that you shouldn't have, move them away. You should not have them at all, especially on that night, but remove them away from your homes. Put them away in cabinets or cupboards, because you don't need them to be displayed. We want the angels to come to our homes and give us those glad tidings, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for us. This is what happens on that night. Then afterwards, the angels, they gather together in Sama'ud Dunya, in this heavens that we are in. And as the sun is coming up in the early part of the morning, they hover on top of the earth. And they wait until the sun rises and they make their way up. And as they are going up back to Sidratul Muntaha, they are met with other angels along the way. And those angels ask, how was Laylatul Qadr? And they say that we noticed so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, so-and-so, the daughter of so-and-so, worshipping Allah Ta'ala that night. Imagine they are telling the angels, they are telling them your name, mentioning your name, because you are in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the opportunities. And they do that for every level they're going up until they go back to Sidratul Muntaha. And over there, even though Allah knows all the accounts of people, but they go and they mention to Allah, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, so-and-so, the daughter of so-and-so, they were worshipping you. They were making dua to you. They tell Allah everything they witness. Look at the opportunity. This is Laylatul Qadr. This is what happens on that night. So we need to really think deeply what we are going to do on Laylatul Qadr. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. As we know, Laylatul Qadr is approaching. But a lot of people ask the question, when is Laylatul Qadr? The simple answer to that is, Allahu A'lam. We don't know. We don't know when Laylatul Qadr is. However, you have opinions of even amongst the Sahabas, who some of them were believing it was the 25th, 27th, or even the 29th. Ubay ibn Ka'b, he was pretty sure that it was on the 27th because he was told by the Prophet ﷺ that there will be a light drizzle, and he noticed in the morning of that night, the Prophet ﷺ, after the prayer in the morning, he turned around and he noticed the moisture on his forehead from the sand because of the light drizzle that happened that night. However, other Sahabas, they noticed the signs on other nights. So the answer to that is Allahu A'lam. Some of the scholars, they say that it could change every year. The night of decree could change every year because the signs that the Sahabas noticed were different if every year. So we are not sure. Therefore, do not just worship Allah on the 27th night, as many of us think it is, even though there's high chances it could be. But worship Allah in every night of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. We know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told about Laylatul Qadr, and he was coming to the masjid to give us that information. But he was stopped by two brothers who were quarreling, who were arguing. And afterwards, he was made to forget which night Laylatul Qadr is. So he told the Sahabas that I have been made to forget, but this is better for you. This is better for you. So seek Laylatul Qadr. In that particular hadith, it is mentioned on the 25th, 27th, or the 29th night. So we should be seeking Laylatul Qadr. There are some signs that have been mentioned. There are many weak hadith, many mawdu' hadith, fabricated hadith. But there are some authentic narrations that has been mentioned about the signs of Laylatul Qadr. And I'll mention a few of them, inshallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, which is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, Laylatul Qadri laylatun samiha taliqa la harra wa la barida. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, on the night of Qadr, it will be calm. It will be serene, peaceful night. It will not be too hot nor too cold. And I want to mention, relative to the season of your area. Because if you witness Laylatul Qadr in a place where it's winter, then it won't be as cold as it is normally. If Laylatul Qadr happens to be in a country where it is summer, then it won't be as hot as it normally is. It will be nice and peaceful for the people. It is also mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the next morning when the sun rises, you will not see the rays of the sun, meaning the sun will not be too strong. You'll be able to see the outline of the sun. And the reason for this, as the scholars have mentioned, remember when I said the angels hover after the sun or while the sun is rising? It is said that you see the rays or you see the sun through the angelic realm. This is mentioned by many of the scholars. And then the angels go up afterwards. And we know for a fact that when the sun rises, it's very difficult to see. But on that morning, it is mentioned, it will be clearly seen, inshallah, obviously, if the weather permits. It is also mentioned in Sahih Muslim that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, when we were talking about Laylatul Qadr on the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, he who amongst you, is there anyone who remembers at night when you saw the moon arose and it was like a piece of plate? So that was an indication that the moon that night, obviously it has to be a clear day for us to see it. The moon that night, you will see the entirety of the moon, the shape of the entire moon, with obviously the crescent that is showing pretty clearly. This is also another sign of Laylatul Qadr. What do we do on Laylatul Qadr? What are we expected to do? The best form of worship on Laylatul Qadr is to stand in Qiyam. One of the best worship to do on Laylatul Qadr is to stand for Qiyam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Man qama fi laylatil qadri imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi." Whoever stands on Laylatul Qadr, meaning in prayer, in worship, with iman and hoping for rewards, Allah Ta'ala will forgive all of his past sins. It is also very important to recite the Quran, yes, while you are standing to pray. But at the same time, you yourself, if you are praying behind an imam, then later on yourself should be reading the Quran that night. Because that is the night when the Quran was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr," that verily we have revealed it, the Quran, on Laylatul Qadr. So have that strong relationship with the Quran. And look at the opportunity. Every harf, every letter you recite, it is multiplied by 10 already. Then further than that, you automatically get minimum of 10, maximum of 700 if you recite Quran any other day. But then on top of that, it is the month of Ramadan. So that 700 would be minimum. Maximum, Allahu A'lam, sky is the limit. And not only that, on Laylatul Qadr, it is as if you are reciting that for 1,000 months. Again, the opportunity. Your calculator will not be able to calculate the rewards for that. Every letter that you recite on Laylatul Qadr. Make a lot of dua. Make a lot of dua. As we said, the angels say ameen to your duas. But one particular dua, it was asked by Aisha radiallahu anha. She said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when we witness the night of decree, what should we do? What should we ask for? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told her to say, "Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni." How beautiful is this dua? And every single one of us should memorize this dua. "Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni." You may add the word kareem. "Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni." Beautiful dua. Look at the meaning of this dua. Oh Allah, you are the one who forgives, who obliterates all sins. The word, the name Al-Afu, is one great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who obliterates. Again, there is no word in English that you can translate the word Afu. Very difficult. But to explain it, it's the one who overlooks your sins completely. The one who obliterates. And it's mentioned that a person walking on sand, what do they leave behind? Footprints. And then imagine a storm comes, a gust of wind, and it comes over that place. Where are the footprints gone? It has disappeared. That is an explanation of this name. That Allah Ta'ala obliterates all of the sins that you have done. Allahumma innaka afu, O Allah, you are the one who obliterates all sins, the one who overlooks all sins. Tuhibbul afwa, you love to obliterate sins, you love to overlook sins, you love to forgive sins. Fa'afu anni, so forgive my sins, obliterate my sins, completely eradicate my sins. Allah Ta'ala loves that dua. And not only You are saying this dua, but the angels are saying ameen to your duas. At the same time, there's so many other things you can do, such as you can do other good deeds, doing your tasbih, doing your istighfar, and again, the sky is the limit. Charity is another thing that you can do. Online, you can give charity if you are doing i'tikaf. If you want to give the poor and the needy on that night, please give so. And subhanAllah, to end off the khutbah, today, you and I have an opportunity. You and I have an opportunity to prepare ourselves for Laylatul Qadr. We have our brothers here from the Uyghur Muslim community in Sydney. And we know what is happening to our brothers and sisters in East Turkestan. We know the atrocities that is happening there. The masajids, many of them have been wiped out in that place. And the masajids that still stand, no one can go and pray in there. Our brother mentioned that beautifully yesterday during the Taraweeh. And today, those brothers are here. Because what they want to do, yes, they can obliterate the masjids, they can demolish the mosques in certain areas, but they will never be able to demolish what's in our hearts. And for those brothers and sisters who have migrated to Australia from that community, they want our help to establish a masjid. And inshallah, they will be establishing a masjid in Preston, in Sydney. And focused on the Uyghur community, inshallah, helping them reviving deen in their life. And you will be a part of that, inshallah. So they'll be standing outside and inshallah, donate generously. And of course, prepare yourself and continue donating all the way throughout your life. عباد الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل صيامنا ربنا تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا ودعاؤنا هذا يا رب العالمين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا وارحمهم كما ربيانا صغارا والجميع المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقيموا الصلاة